Week two in the books. Mike Randall here from FTN, the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. We are back. I love doing this podcast. I love getting you the information here. Week two, what an incredible weekend it was. It's 11:53 here on the East Coast. Just watch the Texans eke out one over the Bears to get the win at home on Sunday Night Football. A lot of great games, a lot of information to get to you. Fantasy, injuries, everything back and forth. But as always, we are sponsored, don't forget, by Underdog Fantasy. Use that promo code FTN. You get up to a $1,000 bonus when you make your deposit at Underdog Fantasy. We love it here at FTN. I was playing a million games. We had the Battle Royal, the Battle Royal 2, the Wildcat. So many great games you can play on Underdog. I love it each and every week. Make sure you make the deposit. Use the promo code FTN. Get up to a $1,000 match bonus. For those that are new, we're going to take you around the league as fast as we can, go through each of the games here that have come out up to week two. It's been an incredible week two with so much information, fantasy relevant news from each and every game. I'm going to take you around the league as fast as we can so that you're on your way to work, you're on your drive here, you're listening to it, you can get the information and the recap as fast as possible. Here we go. Thursday Night Football, Bills 31, Dolphins 10. Big win on the road for the Bills, who go to 2-0. Dolphins fall to 1-1, really should be 0-2 because they should have lost to Jacksonville. But the big story here, Tua Tagovailoa knocked out of the game with a concussion. I think it's his fourth concussion in the last few years. He's going to be out for quite a while. According to social media, he is definitely coming back. He is not sitting out the year, but of course, prayers up for his health, which is the most important thing. And this one was even avoidable because he was running. It wasn't that he got hit. He just tried to get that extra yardage there because the Bills were trailing. And he ran into DeMar Hamlin, ironic, of course. And he ended up getting carted off, taken away. Does have a concussion. He's going to be out for several weeks. Skylar Thompson came in and did not do much. But listen, the Dolphins were not playing well even when Tua was in there. He was 17-25, 145, one touchdown, three interceptions. Could not get the passing game going. Tyreek Hill, three receptions, 24 yards. Jaylen Waddle, 4 for 41. Jonnu Smith was the leading receiver in terms of tight ends and wide receivers, 6 for 53. But it was Devon Achane, who coming to this game was questionable. And Omar Kelly put out on social media that he did not look good. He was very ginger in warmups. Didn't look ginger at all. 22 rushes, 96 yards. The 7 receptions on the 7 targets, 69 yards, and a touchdown for the Bills. Josh Allen, real solid, 13-19, 139, one touchdown. But the story here, James Cook. James Cook, 78 rushing yards. James Cook, 1 reception, 17 receiving yards, but he had 3 total touchdowns. 2 rushing, 1 receiving. Khalil Shakir, 5 receptions, 54 yards. Bills win. Now we'll go to the Sunday games, and we're not going to bury the lead here. The Saints go into Dallas and blow them out. Boy, the Saints had the worst offensive line per Dan Fornek here at FTN, but they are now 2-0. A big win over Carolina and a destruction of the Dallas Cowboys, 44-19. They jumped on them right away. The score at halftime was 35-16 in this game. Derek Carr, 2 touchdowns passing, 243 yards, 11-16, only threw 16 times because Alvin Kamara did the rest. Alvin Kamara, 20 rushes, 115 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground, and caught one, 2 for 65, and caught a touchdown. So 4 touchdowns for Alvin Kamara. Carr also ran one in as well. Rashid Shaheed caught a bomb, as he always does, 70 yards, 4 receptions, 96 yards, and a touchdown. Chris Olave, 4 for 81 as well. Taysom Hill, folks. Taysom Hill was taken to the hospital with a chest injury in this game, so you have to watch his status as well. On the Dallas side, Dak Prescott, 27-39, 293, one touchdown, but 2 interceptions. Rico Dowdle, nothing. Ezekiel Elliott, nothing. CeeDee Lamb, 4 for 90 and a touchdown, but really didn't have an impact. Brandon Cooks, only 2 for 19. Jalen Tolbert, 6 for 82, so he did do some stuff. Remember, no Jake Ferguson in this game. So Luke Schoonmaker, 6 for 43, but a disappointing. After the Cowboys defense looked so good at the Browns under Mike Zimmer, just got absolutely destroyed. 44-19 Saints. Buccaneers win on the road. Odd line, 7.5. The lines were favored by. Buccaneers win 20-16 on the road. Baker Mayfield with a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown. Rashad White only 10 for 18. He left the game. He came back in. It was a little banged up, but the story here for the Buccaneers, Chris Godwin, 7 receptions, 117 yards, and a touchdown. Just as we saw Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua before he went out, really attacked that short to intermediate area for the Lions, and that's what teams are doing, and Godwin ate it up. 8 targets, 7 receptions. receptions and had the 117 yards. Mike Evans only 3 for 42. Detroit passing. You know, Jared Goff has not been great. Outside of his passes to Jameson Williams, he's really struggled this year. 34-55, that's not great. 307 yards, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns. Gibbs, 84 rushing yards. David Montgomery, 35 rushing yards, got in a touchdown there, a short touchdown. Amara St. Brown, welcome back. 11 receptions, 119 yards. Jameson Williams was questionable coming into the game. He went 5 for 79. Sam Laporta, nothing. 2 for 13. So Sam Laporta has really struggled here. The rushing, they were 5.1 yards a carry against Tampa Bay, but they just could not get in the end zone, and the turnovers were a killer. The 2 interceptions by Goff. Tampa Bay shows up. Vita Vea also left this game in the second half. That's when they really started running. They couldn't run the ball early, but big win for Tampa Bay, who is now 2-0. Lions fall to 1-1. Called this one and was very happy about it. I did not think the Colts were going to go on the road to Lambeau and win enough with Anthony Richardson. He was 9 of 19 passing last week, the Colts. Packers win 16-10. Richardson only 17 of 34. That's 50%. 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. He also fumbled twice, but did recover them, so he got lucky there. Jonathan Taylor, 8.6 yards a carry. Should have went Jonathan Taylor a little more. 12 rushes, 103 yards. Richardson only 37 yards on the ground. Receiving with Anthony Richardson, Michael Pittman is not a wide receiver one. He's not even a wide receiver two. 3 for 21. Alec Pierce is the favorite receiver for Anthony Richardson. 5 for 56 and a touchdown. A.D. Mitchell, 1 catch for 30 yards. That was it. On the Green Bay side, Malik Willis, as much as he has struggled, he finally got over 100 yards for the first time as a starter. 12 of 14. Only threw 14 times. 122 yards, 1 touchdown. Josh Jacobs, 32 carries, 151, just gashing that Colts run defense. Colts run defense got destroyed. 30 carries and I think over 150 yards to Joe Mixon last week, and now 30 carries, 151 yards to Josh Jacobs. Not a lot of passing in this game, as you would think. Romeo Dubs, 3 for 62. Dontavian Wicks caught the touchdown pass. Jaden Reed, only 2 for 9. His question will come in. Christian Watson, nothing, of course. That's not the type of player that Malik Willis is going to hit. Great job by Willis. 41 yards on the ground. Managed the game. Didn't turn the ball over. 16-10, Packers win. Jets with a nice bounce back win on the road, 24-17 at Tennessee. Will Levis keeps making mistakes, and the head coach did not want to hear about it after the game at all. Callahan, not happy with Will Levis, just said it was a dumb pass, another dumb turnover late in the Jets territory. Jets with the win. Aaron Rodgers, 18-30, 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Breece Hall, and 1 to Braylon Allen, who I told you Braylon Allen is going to have standalone value. Folks, Braylon Allen got a receiving touchdown. Braylon Allen got a rushing touchdown. 2 touchdowns for Braylon Allen. Breece Hall got the other one on a nice reception. Garrett Wilson, 4 for 57, solid but not spectacular. Breece Hall, 62 yards on the ground for Tennessee. Will Levis, the 1 interception, but it was costly. Also lost a fumble as well. Tony Pollard, still the lead running back here. 17 carries, 62 yards. He had 17 of the 23 carries. Tajay Spears, only 6 carries, 20 yards. Calvin Ridley, 4 for 77, had a nifty touchdown reception. Tony Pollard, 5 for 40. Tyler Boyd, only 2 for 26. DeAndre Hopkins, nothing. Folks, DeAndre Hopkins is going to go on the IR, and he's going to have surgery because he doesn't look good. He didn't look good last week. We heard this week he's ready to go. He's rested. 2 targets, 1 reception, 9 yards for DeAndre Hopkins. Put this on FTN. This is my Moneyline Underdog Play of the Week. Vikings upset the Niners 23-17 with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, 17-26, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Had a great connection going with Justin Jefferson, who caught a 97-yard touchdown. 4 receptions, 133 yards. He left with a thigh contusion. What I heard was a thigh contusion, so I think he's okay. Jalen Naylor comes in because no Jordan Addison this game. Jalen Naylor, good for him, was great in the preseason for them. 3 receptions, 54 yards, and a touchdown. Aaron Jones struggled on the ground. Ty Chandler better, 10 for 82 for Ty Chandler. But Aaron Jones very involved with 5 receptions for 36 yards, had 32 rushing yards. Sam Darnold, 32 rushing yards as well. On the other side, Brock Purdy, 28 of 36, 319 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Jordan Mason was only 5,200 and looks like he was good chalk here. Brock Purdy lost a fumble. Mason actually recovered one and he ran for 100 yards. 20 rushes, 100 yards, that's 5 yards a carry, 1 touchdown. Only caught 1 pass through the air. Deebo Samuel led the way, 8 for 110. George Kittle, 7 for 76 and a touchdown. He left and ended up needing an IV, and he came back in the game. So George Kittle, people who drafted George Kittle can breathe a sigh of relief there. Brandon Ayuk, just still, you missed the preseason. You're going to be slow. 4 for 43, really didn't get involved whatsoever. Nice win for the Seahawks here on the road. Can't wait to be on the Seahawks blog on Tuesday to talk about this one. Brian Nimhauser, Seattle 23, Patriots 20 in overtime. Geno Smith, 33 of 44, 327, threw for over 300 yards against Patriot defense. Impressive. One touchdown. That touchdown was a DK Metcalf 56-yard bomb. 10 receptions for DK out of 14 targets, 129 yards. And Jaxon Smith-Njigba didn't have a good first game, had a really good second game. 12 receptions, 117 yards, 16 targets. 16 targets for Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Great job by him. Zach Charbonnet took over for Kenneth Walker, got in the end zone, struggled on the ground. Patriots have good run defense, 14 rushes, only 38 yards on the ground, but they get a touchdown. And Charbonnet, 5 receptions, 31 receiving yards through the air. Tyler Lockett, not much this game either. For the Patriots, Brissett doesn't turn it over and didn't turn over here. 15 to 27, 149, one touchdown, but just doesn't make those dynamic plays that you may need in order to win. Wonder when Drake May is going to come aboard. Ramondre Stevenson, 21 for 81, was a little tougher, did have a touchdown. Antonio Gibson looked good, 11 rushes, 96 yards. So Ramondre had 21 rushes, Gibson had 11 rushes, but Gibson had 96 rushing yards, 15 more than Stevenson. Hunter Henry led the way, monster receiving game for Hunter Henry, 8 receptions, 109 yards. Jalen Polk got a touchdown in the first quarter, but only 2 receptions, 12 yards. Wide receivers non-existent here for the Patriots. They're struggling to get the ball to wide receivers. Hunter Henry wide open all day, 12 targets, and Gibson and Stevenson led the way. But the Seahawks win in overtime with a field goal, 23-20. They are now 2-0. Commanders get to 1-1, send the Giants to 0-2. 21-18, last-second field goal for Washington. The news here, Giants lost kicker Graham Gano on the kickoff to an injury. So they played this game without a kicker basically the entire game. 21-18, that really hurt. If they had a kicker, they probably win this game. Daniel Jones, pretty good. 16 of 28, 2 touchdown passes, no turnovers, ran for 32 yards. Devin Singletary, 16 carries, 95 yards, and a touchdown. Malik Nabers, fantastic breakout game for rookie Malik Nabers. 10 receptions, 127 yards, 1 touchdown. Did drop a critical sideline third down reception that would have iced the game away, but you can't blame the guy. 18 targets for Nabers, 10 for 127. For the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, 23 of 29, 226, did not throw a touchdown, but still looked pretty good. 44 yards on the ground. Brian Robinson, gosh, do I love Brian Robinson. 17 rushes, 133 yards, 7.8 yards per carry. Austin Eckler, 38 yards on the ground, 47 yards in the air. Zach Ertz, the main target here, 4 for 62. Wide receivers, they tried to get it to Terry McLaurin. F1 had 8 targets, most on Washington, but only 6 receptions for 22 yards. It's a matter of time. They will connect Daniels. He has a big arm. He will connect with McLaurin at some point, but they got the win. That's what mattered. 21-18 here. Great win for them. Austin Seibert, 7 field goals. So no touchdowns for Washington. Austin Seibert, 7 for 7, 7 field goals. Commanders win 21-18. You know, all I heard coming into this week was that all the money was on the Chargers, which makes me really nervous. But last year was the best year betting-wise for the public that we've seen in quite some time. And the fear of the Panthers winning at home with the Chargers was vastly overblown. Chargers win 26-3. Just the physicality of the Chargers made it too hard for the Panthers here, especially with Derek Brown, the defensive lineman, out for the year with an injury. Bryce Young, catastrophically bad. 18 of 26, only 84 passing yards, 1 interception. Looked terrible. Deontay Johnson, 3 receptions, 15 yards. Adam Thielen, 2 receptions, 20 yards. Just horrific. Chuba Hubbard, 10 rushes, 64 yards, wasn't terrible and caught 4 passes, but they have no offense. They can't move the ball, couldn't do it against the Saints, couldn't do it against the Chargers. This team looks rough. There are even questions to Canales about whether Bryce Young is still going to be the quarterback. Just a brutal start. A lot of times you see teams improve from the year before. It's like the Panthers have gotten worse. On the other side, Justin Herbert did what he had to do, completed 70% of his passes, 14 for 20, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. But the story here, J.K. Dobbins rolling again. He's healthy. It's great to see. J.K. Dobbins, 17 carries, 131 yards, a 43-yard touchdown where he did a flip into the end zone, just to prove to everyone he is healthy. Gus Edwards, solid as well. 18 carries, got 59 yards. Quentin Johnston had 2 touchdown receptions for the Chargers, so he's even getting sort of a rebirth here under Jim Harbaugh. They didn't need the receivers a lot. Dobbins didn't even catch a pass. They just ran the ball. They had 44 carries for 219 yards on the Panthers. The physicality wore them down. The Panthers are not good. Chargers, now 2-0. Boy, what is up with the Jaguars? Browns 18, Jaguars 13. Browns offense wasn't great. Deshaun Watson, 22 of 34, 186. Jerome Ford, 64 yards rushing. Deonta Foreman, 42 yards rushing. Watson ran in the only touchdown in this game. The defense is fine for Jacksonville. They played great against Miami last week, and they lost because Etienne fumbled. And they played great here, and they still lost. It's the Jacksonville offense. Trevor Lawrence, 14 of 30. That's less than 50%. 220 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Jacksonville rushing, of course, is going to be tough against the Browns. Travis Etienne, 13 of 52, did have a touchdown. Lawrence ran for 45, which was nice, but they just could not get the ball in the end zone. Brian Thomas, 2 for 94, caught a bomb, a 66-yard bomb, and that was it. What is up with Christian Kirk? Before the game, Evan Engram ruled out. He got hurt in warmups, so you figure Christian Kirk would dominate. One reception, negative one receiving yards for Christian Kirk, who was going as the first Jaguars receiver off the board. Gabe Davis did have the most targets at 7, 3 for 43. Brenton Strange, 3 receptions, 65 yards. They could not get the ball going. They couldn't get in the end zone. They gave up a safety late, which really killed it because it was 16-13. They had a chance to put a last-second drive there down the field, about a minute left. Embarrassing performance. The Jaguars, who should have beaten the Dolphins and could have won this game, are 0-2 instead of, at worst, 1-1, but they really could have been 2-0. Shocker of the day, Raiders, 26-23 over Baltimore. Look, Antonio Pierce is going to get his defense to play hard. They struggled last week against the Chargers. They played hard, but they just couldn't do anything on offense against that Charger defense. Raiders 26, Ravens 23. They outscored them 20-14 in the second half and 13-7 in the fourth quarter. Great come from behind win. Couldn't run the ball all day against the Ravens. Zamir White, 9 rushes, 24 yards. As a team, they averaged 1.6 yards per carry, the Raiders. But they beat them because Minshew got hot late with Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams wasn't great for most of this game, but got hot late. 9 receptions, 110 yards, and a critical touchdown. Brock Bowers also looks really good. 9 receptions, 98 receiving yards at a shallow tight end position. When guys like Sam LaPorta are struggling, Brock Bowers looks good. Alexander Mattison ran one in from the 1-yard line, so he got a touchdown as well. But gutsy win for the Raiders on the road. The Ravens are now 0-2. Lamar Jackson, 247 passing yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Derrick Henry wore them down. He was not doing well for most of the game, but did get 84 rushing yards, 1 touchdown. Lamar had 45 yards on the ground. The only guy Jackson seems like he can throw to is Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers, 11 targets, team high 11 targets, 7 receptions, 91 yards, and a touchdown. Mark Andrews better, 4 for 51. The most predictable thing, Isaiah Likely back down to earth, 2 receptions, 29 yards, and that is it. Ravens struggling now, 0-2. Raiders, big road win, 26-23. Boy, the Cardinals blitzed the Rams right from the start. 14-0 into the first quarter, and they didn't look back. Kyler Murray to start the game, bang, hits Marvin Harrison, touchdown, then hit him again. 2 touchdowns for Marvin Harrison right away. Harrison, 4 receptions, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. Erasing the complaints last week from taking him in the first sort of 1-2 turn there in drafts. Harrison, 4 for 130, 2 touchdowns. Murray, 3 total touchdowns. He threw one other one to Elijah Higgins. James Conner doing what James Conner does. Chris Meaney here at FTN says it all the time. Most undervalued player in fantasy. James Conner, 21 rushes, 122 yards, 1 touchdown. Murray, 59 on the ground as well. Just a solid performance for the Cardinals, who blitzed the Rams from the start. Rams Stafford, only 216 passing yards, no interceptions, but did lose a fumble. Rushing-wise, Kyren Williams got in, but only rushed for 25 yards. We did see Blake Corum a little bit, so that's good for people who drafted Blake Corum. 8 rushes, 28 yards, because the game was out of reach. Cooper Kupp left the game with an injury. You know, Puka Nacua is out, so this Rams team could really struggle. DeMarcus Robinson led the way. 2 receptions, 50 yards. Tutu Atwell is also going to be an issue. 3 receptions, 48 yards as well. But Kupp is out. Could Corum become a bigger part? Struggling here. Rams at 0-2, and the Cardinals pick up a nice win at home. 41-10 was not close at all. It was 24-3 at the half. Steelers do what they have to do. Look, I like the Steelers to win the AFC North at the start of the year. Reason being, I did not believe in the Bengals. I didn't believe in the Browns because the quarterback issue was Deshaun Watson, and the Steelers own the Ravens, and so far, so good. Steelers go to 2-0 on the road. 13-6, they beat the Broncos, just suffocated them on defense. They sacked Bo Nix twice, 2 interceptions on Bo Nix, just pressured him all game long. Justin Fields did what he had to do, 13-20, which is fine, only 117 yards, 1 touchdown. Najee Harris had 69 on the ground, Fields had 27. Jaylen Warren looked good, looks totally healthy, 9 rushes, 42 yards. They eliminated George Pickens, which you had to expect with Pat Surtain on the field. He limited DK Metcalf last week and did a good job on Pickens. So when you have a wide receiver one going against the Broncos, be careful in fantasy. Pat Freiermuth, 4 for 39. Again, not a lot of passing here on the Denver side. struggles in the backfield. Javonte Williams, 11 carries, 17 yards. Jaleel McLaughlin, nothing, 3 for 6. Josh Reynolds led the way with receiving, 4 for 93. Love Josh Reynolds. Lil Jordan Humphrey, 4 for 50. Could not get Courtland Sutton going, 1 for 26. Taylors took him away as well. There'll be better days here for the Broncos with Bo Nix. He is a rookie. But tough game. Defense played well, but Steelers controlled the game from start to finish, 13-6, one on the road. They are now 2-0, the Steelers, both wins on the road. Great, great Chiefs-Bengals game. These games are always close. The Chiefs win on a last-second field goal by Harrison Butker, which was about 49 yards. Wasn't easy. 26-25 over the Bengals. What is the great equalizer in these games? That's turnovers. Patrick Mahomes, 2 interceptions. Carson Steele lost a fumble. That is the difference in the game. Joe Burrow, no interceptions and only one fumble. Lost one fumble. Another one bounced right back up to him. But that is the key. So the Bengals got the script they needed. They got turnovers. Didn't have a big game from Mahomes, which, by the way, was the second lowest passing yardage game in Patrick Mahomes' career. And the other one, he left early with an injury. So really, this was the worst passing performance of Patrick Mahomes' career. 18-25, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns, as I said, 2 interceptions. The thing that we're worried about here is Isaiah Pacheco, 19 for 90, left the game with a leg injury. The reports were he was okay, and then there was a report he was in tears in the locker room with a towel over his head. So there's rumors of a fracture. We'll have to see what that is, but that certainly would hurt them. Carson Steele and Samaje Perine would be the next two up. Rashee Rice, 5 for 75 and a touchdown, had a great 44-yard reception. Justin Watson, okay. Xavier Worthy, nothing in this game for the Bengals. Zach Moss, Chase Brown, couldn't really get much going. Mike Gesicki, 7 for 91, led the way. They really did shut down Jamar Chase, 4 for 35, who's always angry and always complaining on the field now. Still, the contract issues are lingering. Got a terrible unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, which pushed them back and killed the drive. Bengals played hard and played the Chiefs tough, which is what they always do, but lost 26-25 here by 1 point. Chiefs go to 0-2, but it's a little shaky. Bengals 0-2, but look a lot better here. Played very well, and this game could have definitely won it. And finally, the game here on Sunday Night Football, Texans 19, Bears 13. Bears defense is good. Bears defense is going to cause a problem for everyone all year long. Caleb Williams was okay. He struggled late, had 2 interceptions, 23 of 37, 174. DJ Moore, 6 of 53, but no Keenan Allen this game, which hurt. Roma Dunze was just okay, 2 for 33, had a catch late. DeAndre Carter was doing some things, 3 receptions, but they struggled without Keenan Allen. Couldn't get the running game going against the Texans either. Texans' run defense is legit. DeAndre Swift, 14 rushes, only 18 yards. Caleb Williams did have 44 yards on the ground, including a big 24-yarder, which gave him a chance late. But Caleb Williams showed a lot here. Did not play well last week. Better this week. The 2 interceptions were rough, but the Texans have one of the best defenses in the NFL, and it's a Sunday Night Football game. So really, I thought the Bears looked pretty good here in this matchup. CJ Stroud, 23-36, 260, 1 touchdown, and Nico Collins, who is clearly the wide receiver 1 for Houston, 8 receptions on 10 targets, 135 yards, and a touchdown. Stephon Diggs only 4 for 36. And there's going to be one guy who's going to be left out every week unless he has a monster game, Stroud. And this week it was Tank Dell. 1 reception, -3 receiving yards. That was it. Joe Mixon got hurt, came back in the game. Cam Akers was doing okay, 7 for 32, but had a brutal fumble at the goal line, which would have put this game away. Would have been 26-10 with about 4 minutes left, but he fumbled. Gave the Bears a shot. They came back down, kicked a field goal, and then it was a turnover of downs to end the game. But Joe Mixon came back in. He seems fine. Only 25 rushing yards, 3 receptions, 25 yards. But again, Bears defense, very, very tough. 2 good run defenses. Good battle here on Sunday night, 19-13. And that's going to do it, folks. In and out, 20 minutes, round the league, week 2 of the NFL season. Tomorrow night, we have the Eagles and the Falcons here. Huge game. No A.J. Brown in this game, so a lot of question marks. Can Kirk Cousins perform at nighttime in primetime at Philadelphia, where he always struggles? But there's going to be no A.J. Brown for Philadelphia, and this is a good Falcons team with a good defense and a good offensive line, so it projects to be another great one on Monday Night Football. Jeff Radcliffe, the great Jeff Radcliffe, will be back with you on Wednesday. FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. Please rate and subscribe. And as always, 20 minutes Sunday night. I'll see you again next week for week 3. FTN Fantasy Football Pod, the only place to be. Are you ready?